You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Oh, there's Unky Dozen with his camera again. He's photographing Ma while she's trying to hang her wash on the line. Unky's telling her...
Say, Ma, I'm going to send these pictures of you hanging out your Doz wash to Procter & Gamble.
Well, now, Unky, they don't want pictures of me. Doz is their new soap discovery. They know it does everything in the wash.
Well, we'll send them real pictures showing how Doz does my overalls and work shirts and towels and even Daisy's rayon do funnies. Now, hold still, Ma. I want a picture of you holding that work shirt. Got it.
And me looking a sight.
Well, them work shirts look mighty swell.
They sure do, Unky. Does get them clean easy. No hard scrubbing or fussing with a bar soap even. Why, Does gets dirt out all by itself.
Yeah, that's right, Ma. Come on now, I want to get a shot of you and them towels. Steady. Got it.
Oh, but Unky, my hair's a mess.
Well, them towels sure look nice dazzling in the sun.
Sure. I always say, no soap made gets towels and linens whiter and does.
Now, hold it, Ma. I want to take a color shot of you posing with them rayon panties. Now, yeah.
Oh, Unky, I take awful pictures.
Oh, you look pretty, Ma.
Oh.
Yeah, and so do the colors in those nice things you does.
Well, I don't need any pictures to see that colors stay bright longer with does. Yet you can't beat it for getting out tough dirt.
Now, Ma, you take a snap of me holding this big red box of Does, huh?
Next, you'll be wanting your picture put right on the box.
Well, I always say nothing's too good for Does.
Nothing's too good for you ladies on wash day. So try Does. Because compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Does, D-U-Z, does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Molly is still puzzled. And since she's determined to solve the mystery of Anne Franklin's motives, she thought nothing of getting Dr. Cater, Jr. to come out for dinner. Cater was a famous psychiatrist when he went into the army. Molly is taking advantage of his leave for the purpose of meeting the crisis in the lives about her. Anne seems to be the kingpin toward which Florence's divorce is rolling. Anne encourages it, and yet seems to have no motive. And Molly is really concerned. So a big dinner is preparing, and so is Molly.
Ma, how many places do you want me to stay?
Well, they'll count for the liquor, which they don't understand me quickly, which I forgot my mother, and I forgot. A towel, Rosalie, please.
Mom, don't burn yourself.
Get me a towel. I wouldn't burn myself.
Oh, please. So turn over my leg quickly, Nouvelle, Rosalie.
Here, Ma.
So here, Ma. Yes, forgive me.
I suppose you want me to change my shirt if Dr. Cater Jr. is coming for dinner.
I'm assured, Jake, that you would want to change yourself if they're having a guest.
A guest? Excuse me.
Excuse. Rosalie, dear.
Yes,
please,
Ma.
Darling, sweetheart. Here, taste, darling. See if it's enough. See if it's enough salt, pepper, too much, too little, enough, blow.
I am, Ma.
No. Well?
I think it's all right.
Think it's all right? Think is not enough to think. Let me see. Why, I think it's wonderful. It's delicious. It's marvelous. Think.
Oh, Ma.
Don't stand, darling. Set.
Ma, why is Dr. Cater coming?
The first time Dr. Cade is here by me for supper.
Ma.
Rosalie, please, I have no time for questions and answers.
You want Dr. Cade to meet Anne Franklin, huh?
Rosalie, please.
Papa told me why you went to Dr. Cade, Ma, and you're right. But you'll have to leave them alone. How can you manage that?
I told everybody to leave the table when we're on our dessert.
Ma, you're wonderful.
Wonderful.
You are, Ma, because you're modern.
Thank you.
You believe in new things.
Yes, I should believe in old things.
There's a reason deep down why Anne is pushing that divorce between Eugene and Florence.
So why do you think I went to Dr. Cade?
And there's a reason why she's lying and trying to prevent you from meeting Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
It's psychology, Ma.
But I say it's psychology.
People do things because something inside them makes them. And doctors are the ones who know whether these things are good or bad.
Of course.
People have complexes, neuroses. Ma, do
you think that Anne is a neurotic?
All right, Rosalie, please, I'm going to try to find out about it, Anne. I'm trying to find out. That's why Dr. Cater's coming. Please, Seth, everybody's almost ready to sit on the table.
Do you want me to tell Papa about leaving the table when the dessert's being set?
I told everybody to leave the table when the dessert is being set on the table, please. He'll be with her alone, Dr. Cater, and he'll give her a treatment with conversation. Please, mind good napkins, please.
I know. And we're not having soup, huh?
No soup, no
soup. Why no soup?
Oh, your lounging robe you're wearing.
My smoking jacket, and it's perfectly proper.
Very well.
Pa.
What time will Dr. Cater be here?
Did you tell Florence we're having a guest?
David told him.
She didn't say what or when, Florence?
What or when?
That is a psychiatrist.
So,
well,
he didn't say.
That's good. That's all I'm asking you. Did David tell Florence that Dr. Cade is coming? All right. And that he's a psychiatrist you don't know. So perfect. And that's all I'm asking. You're setting, Rosalie?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is my newspaper?
Inside, dear dearest.
Dear dearest. That's very endearing.
Because I love you.
That's very enlightening. It's nice to know that you love me.
Your paper's inside on the piano, Pa.
What's it doing in the piano?
I just put it there.
I hope it's not mussed up.
I folded it.
Thank you.
So how many did you set for the
Florence, Uncle David, Anne.
And where will Anne sit?
Oh, is there any special place that you wanted to sit?
I want her to sit right next to Dr. Cade. Of course, there's a special place. Oh, Florence?
Is it too early to fix the children's tray?
No, darling, Florence. Well, why should it be too early? I had everything ready, the vegetables. I got a baked potato and milk and custard. That's all right, darling.
Don't bother, Aunt Molly. I'll fix it.
I have the tray all fixed for
her. Just to put on the food, dear. Just to put on the food and the tray is ready.
Who's Dr. Cater, Aunt Molly?
The custard is standing there,
Yes, I know, Molly.
Dr. Cater?
Yes.
Oh, he's now a major. My best friend. Did you tell Anne that we're having company? Maybe she wants to change herself.
He's a married man, isn't he?
Yeah, why?
I thought maybe you were trying to make a match. That was your specialty once.
Why, if I thought Anne was interested, I would have to know first what type man Anne is interested in. And then I would
I'm only joking. No, I don't think Anne will ever marry. She's my age, you know.
So?
Just one custard.
Just one custard, Sylvia. How old are you, Florence, dear?
You know how old I am.
Well, you was married, 15 years ago. We was living come 1776. And you was 18 when you was married.
19.
So.
So you're 34.
You're carrying up the tray, Rosalind?
Oh, please, Rosie, I'll take it up.
So you're 34 and Anne's 34.
34 or 35.
Well, that's young. It's a very sensible age in which to get married.
Did she ever have a love affair?
Eugene told me about somebody at college.
Yeah? Who? Eugene?
What?
I only mean...
Is that what you're thinking?
No.
Is that why you don't like Anne?
Yes, I mean...
Here, Rosie, you take the tray up, will you,
yes,
dear? Aunt Molly.
I'm sorry.
No. How did you ever get to think anything like that?
I was only joking, Florence. I was only joking. I mean, you said love was here at college, so I knew that Anne and Eugene was at college, so I made a joke.
Oh. No, it is. It was a boy at college. He's a writer today.
Oh.
Henry Clay.
Henry Clay.
Mm-hmm. He's written a lot of unsuccessful books, except for this last one. That was the boy.
Oh, Henry Clay was the boy, and that was the love affair.
I don't know how much it meant to Anne. Eugene used to say it was mostly on the boy's side.
Oh.
Anyway, Anne didn't marry him, and she never was interested in anyone else.
Nobody else?
No. All she cares about is the business she helped Eugene to build.
To publish books and not to write them.
Yes, it's been her whole life so far. And she's been very clever and good at it.
She's very clever.
Why, Eugene offered to turn the whole business over to her.
The whole business? Why?
Well, I mean, before I found out about Eugene and this woman. Eugene and I had been talking. He always wanted to write. He wanted to express the things he thought in books and instead of publishing other people's thoughts.
I know.
And he was thinking of selling out his firm and just going off someplace with his children and me and writing.
And you didn't want it?
Aunt Molly, of course I wanted it. He offered to give the business to Anne, at least most of it. And she said, no, she couldn't run it without him.
Oh.
Well, he never did make up his mind, and then this happened.
Mm. In college, too, Eugene wanted to be a writer, huh? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Eugene was on the verge of giving up his business before this happened. I mean, the divorce talk.
Yes. I often wondered why he just didn't give up his business.
Well, you said Anne.
But if he really wanted to, if he...
Too bad he didn't, Franz. Maybe this would never happen. Maybe this happened because he wanted to.
Wanted to what?
I mean, Franz, when water in a brook is rushing down the stream and you dam it up, it finds another way. Not always the right course.
Molly, Dr. Cater.
Molly, Dr. Cater.
All right, Dr. Cater.
But Molly seems to be doing quite well for an amateur psychologist, and very well for a chemist creating explosive mixtures in human affairs. What will Dr. Cater find out about Anne? You know, if we try looking on the bright side, often something comes along and puts a new light on things. That's what happened to Daisy Dozen. She said...
There I was, slaving away over the dishpan every night, when along comes this divine Doz. Now, say, dishwashing's just a breeze.
Yes, Doz has changed lots of ideas about dishwashing. Why, this new kind of soap does everything in the wash and has everything for dishes, too. Doz is kinder to hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet it makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done and cuts grease like 60. Why, does suds stand up even through greasy pans? You don't have to keep adding soap. And does cut tough grease without hard scouring. Yet it's kinder to hand. Try does. It has everything for dishes. Now, if your dealer's out of does, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, don't waste does. You know, soap contains vital war materials, so measure does carefully into your dishpan. See that every bit of does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Suave, clever Dr. Cater Jr. does a little guerrilla warfare on Anne's consciousness with assistance from Molly. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.